I'm Johnny Mack with your daily comedy news. Stephen Colbert joked about Joe Biden's infrastructure plan, saying, "I think they've thrown in everything but the kitchen sink, but the kitchen sink has lead pipes, so it's in there too." Colbert pointed out that the COVID relief bill has a ton of support, so Republicans are desperately searching for a reason to oppose it. Switching topics, 25 states are considering bans on transgender youth, especially girls from sports, based on a single case in Connecticut of a trans female athlete winning a state championship. Trevor Noah said, "When it comes to major issues with tons of evidence like climate change or coronavirus or gun violence, Republicans are like, let's wait till we see more evidence. But now there's an issue that barely even exists, and they're like, we don't have time for evidence. There's a plastic trophy at stake. These Republicans act like they care about the health and well-being of the kids, but it kind of gives the game away when they start adding on stuff like, and don't play with dolls or we'll tell your mom." Fox News commentators raged over vaccine passports as, quote, "an Orwellian infrastructure of control" and, quote, "antithetical to the American way." Trevor Noah said, "First of all, this is not the end of human liberty in the West. That happened in 2001 when they shut down Napster. I really want to know what Fox News is going to do when there's an actual existential crisis, like a real one. Because everything for Fox News is a crisis. Everything. Dr. Seuss is a crisis. Vaccination cards are a crisis. If America's ever invaded, Fox News is going to be like, yo, this is like the time they got rid of Mr. Potato Head's penis." Speaking of penis, a segue I usually don't make on the show. Did you see a member of Canada's parliament was on a Zoom call and accidentally exposed himself? Jimmy Kimmel said, "This is the Canadian version of storming the Capitol." Fallon, people alerted him right after they took a million screenshots. Fallon, before putting on pants, he was like, "It's cold here today in Canada, isn't it? Everybody's talking about how cold it is." Great joke. Corden, he was completely nude. He was changing after a jog and he thought his camera was off. "For now on, you can call me that guy's camera because I'm turned on." Great joke. Corden, the member of parliament apologized and explained it was an innocent mistake, but also if you want to see more, check out his OnlyFans page. Great. Kimmel, of course he apologized. He's Canadian. He would have apologized whether it happened or not. Kimmel, can you imagine if it happened here? If Jerry Nadler started swinging his thing around on camera? Willie Geist was on with Colbert and told a story about visiting Tracy Morgan's house and said, "After we talked, we walked around outside. Tracy wanted to show me his automobile collection. He specifically wanted to show his Lamborghini SUV, so we come around the corner and the Lambo's not there. Tracy checks with his staff. They don't know anything." Tracy turns to Willie Geist and says, "Willie, call the cops. Somebody stole my Lambo." "So I'm at Tracy Morgan's house doing an interview with cameras around and his Lambo's been stolen. So we call the police. I'm the guy having just met him, waving the cops down the street. The cops show up and ask Willie if it's his house. And he says, no, this? No, I'm just here interviewing Tracy." They traced it down, and it turns out the Lamborghini had indeed been stolen. Geist added, "It was an eventful day with Tracy." Good news, Borat fans, says the laugh button. Since its release last year, we've heard rumblings that there's more Borat footage that we didn't get to see. Amazon has released a trailer for that footage. Better yet, we get an all-new Borat film to go along with it, titled Borat Supplemental Reportings Retrieved from Floor of Stable Containing Editing Machine. Borat says, "It turns out that thousands of valid votes were tragically counted." The laugh button says, "Most interesting in the trailer is the incorporation of when Sacha Baron Cohen nearly died at a gun rights rally. This is the only time we've ever seen a peek behind the curtain and see him break character and film in his normal speaking voice. No information on when it's coming out yet." That sounds like a lot of fun. From The Gothamist, last week, Miles Toe is a 26-year-old comedian. Miles was with several friends lingering outside The Stand because Dave Chappelle was playing there. I told you about that. Inside was Andrew Yang. You know Andrew. He ran for president and he's now running for mayor of New York City. Miles started joking with Yang and asked Yang if he'd be in a video with his friend and fellow comedian Lawrence Reese. Yang said yes. For Gothamist, what they captured was a controversial video featuring Yang appearing to laugh at their misogynist jokes. The video went viral. In the video, Reese begins by making a reference to Timberland boots, saying, "Can a man keep his Tims on?" After Yang expresses confusion, Reese adds, "Yeah, while he's effing bitches." Yang replies, "I think it's purely up to your partner, right?" And then he puts his hand on Reese's shoulder. Reese continues by asking, "Do you choke bitches, Andrew Yang?" Yang laughs and then walks away, making a cut sign with his hand. At a press conference in front of Brooklyn's Borough Hall, Yang was asked about the incident. Andrew Yang said, I think most New Yorkers know I try to be friendly with people. In this case, someone wanted a video and I thought I'd be friendly, but then I know he said something that was plainly inappropriate that I didn't find funny at all, and so I walked away and ended the interaction as quickly as possible. You're in a posture where you're trying to be friendly to somebody, and then you're shocked and surprised that all of a sudden it goes in that direction, so I reacted to the interaction as quickly as possible. From GamesRadar.com, Adam Sandler news. Yeah, baby. You know I love Adam Sandler movies. According to Deadline, Carrie Mulligan will play Adam Sandler's wife in Adam Sandler's new movie, Spaceman. You can tell Adam worked for hours on that title. In Spaceman, Adam Sandler is an astronaut sent to the edge of the galaxy to retrieve mysterious ancient dust. Does it already not sound awesome? Adam Sandler as an astronaut in Spaceman, retrieving ancient dust. You got to see this. GamesRadar.com, your home for comedy news, says, in true Sandler comedy fashion, when he returns to Earth, his life is in shambles. He soon turns to the only voice who can help him try to get things back in order. However, that voice happens to belong to a creature that stows away on a ship and is also from the beginning of time. Oh, man. Adam Sandler, space. A little cute creature that Adam banters with. How can that not be awesome? I might retire from the podcast and just go camp out in front of the theater. Alrighty, I asked you to vote last week. You were deciding between Seinfeld, the sitcom, and Chappelle's Show. It was very close. The winner, Chappelle's Show. Chappelle's Show is your top dog champion for last week. This week, I want to do something completely different. No, that's not a Monty Python joke. Here's what I'd like to look at this week. Let's do Top Dog Late Night Edition. You know the drill. You go to Instagram at Daily Comedy News. There you will find a Top Dog graphic I have made. And in it is a picture of Jimmy Kimmel and a picture of Jimmy Fallon. Why are there a picture of Jimmy Kimmel and Jimmy Fallon in the Top Dog? Well, I want you to pick between them. You're going to tell me who is comedy's top dog, Jimmy Kimmel or Jimmy Fallon. You go to Instagram at Daily Comedy News. You find that post. You write something in the comments. Then when I record Tuesday, Wednesday, and or Thursday's pod, I read your comments and we get to do a segment like this. You help me, I help you. Top dog, Jimmy Kimmel or Jimmy Fallon. Battle of the Jimmies, I just realized. Pete Davidson is going to star as Joey Ramone in a new movie. The movie is called I Slept with Joey Ramone. No, relax. It's written by Joey Ramone's brother, Mickey Lee, who used to share a bed with Joey Ramone. See? But Pete Davidson will play punk icon Joey Ramone. No date on that, but that sounds pretty cool, and I bet Pete will crush that role. Pete's been crushing it on Saturday Night Live as well. I hope you've been watching this season. I think this season's been pretty good, which reminds me, I have wanted to bring up, can we talk about Jost and Che? That segment crushes every week. And just knowing how SNL works, we're a lot closer to the end of those two being on Weekend Update than we are the beginning. I'm really going to miss them when they're gone. I look so forward to that segment every week. I don't know what else to say. I really like Jost and Che. I hope they stick around. That's your comedy news for today. Follow the show on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. If you like what I do here and you'd like to support the show, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. You can donate, say, $5 is the suggested amount. You could donate $1 million if you wanted to. I would get a lot of coffee and probably put, you know, a lot of it in the bank, honestly, and make some interest off it to buy other coffee. Eventually, I will buy coffee with $1 million you donate. But if you don't have an extra million, $5 would be nice. Buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. C Gypsy bought not one, not two, not three iced coffees. And I'm still going on the Sea Gypsy coinage. Thank you, Sea Gypsy. Catch you all tomorrow. It's 420 tomorrow.